Trimming allows you to fine-tune your sequence by adjusting the incoming and outgoing frames of the clips. You can add or subtract just a few frames from the ends of a clip without having to mark the clip with new in and out points and edit it into the sequence again. How many frames you can add to a clip while trimming depends on how many frames of video are available in what are known as the handles of the clip. For example, if we have marked an in point 15 frames into a clip and have then added that clip into our sequence, we have a 15 frame handle at the beginning of the clip. We could add up to 15 frames at the beginning of the clip by trimming, but we could not add more because we would have reached the limit of the video that we captured when we first created the clip. Trims can be of two basic kinds, dual roller and single roller. When you perform a dual roller trim, you adjust both sides of a transition between two clips at the same time. For every frame you add on one side, you subtract a frame on the other side. In this way, you can change the exact location of the transition without affecting the overall length of the sequence. To perform trims, you need to be in trim mode. In the timeline, move the position indicator near to the transition you want to trim, and then click the trim mode button. The composer monitor changes to display the last frame of the outgoing clip on the left and the first frame of the incoming clip on the right. Several buttons specific to trimming also display, and frame counters appear beneath the images. When you're in trim mode, the play loop button allows you to play the transition repeatedly so that you can see exactly where the transition occurs. When you want to stop the looping playback, click the play loop button again. For this example, we'll choose to move the transition so that it occurs just a few frames earlier. Each time we click the trim left one frame button, one frame is subtracted from the outgoing side while one is added to the incoming side. The changes are reflected in the monitors and in the frame counters. Once we've trimmed as many frames as we think we'll need, we can use the play loop button again to check the look of the transition. You can also perform a single roller trim. When you do this, you change the length of the clip on one side of the transition without changing the length of the clip on the other side. As a result, the overall length of your sequence changes by the number of frames that you add or subtract. In this example, we want to shorten the outgoing clip without affecting the incoming clip. This time, we'll practice a different method for performing the trim itself by working in the timeline rather than in the composer window. When you do your own trims, you can use whichever method you prefer. Click on the outgoing side of the transition you want to trim. A trim roller appears on the outgoing side, and only the outgoing frame counter is highlighted in the composer monitor. Now drag to the left. As you drag, an indicator line appears in the timeline to show where you are trimming to. Once you release the mouse button, the trim is made. The composer monitor updates to show you the new last frame for the outgoing clip, and the outgoing frame counter shows how many frames you have removed. In this case, you have removed 15 frames.